Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Ice Creamer Froyo, 651-641-1071. This is the Colleen and Bradley Show. My Talk 1071, streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything Entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Hello.
And why are we asking people Ice Creamer Froyo?
Well, because who doesn't want to talk about ice cream? Or frozen yogurt. No, actually, thinking back on Demi Lovato's attack on that Froyo place yesterday, it just got me thinking about Froyo and how I have not had Froyo in a hot minute.
Like, or a cold one.
Okay, yeah.
I'll be here till 3.
Wow, you are just a swirl of funny things.
Nobody can top that.
Anyway, that got me thinking about Froyo, and then I was like, okay, so if you had to pick one for the rest of your life, you can only have one.
Mm-hmm.
You want some hand-packed goodness, or you want some swirly in a cone? You know, it's totally up to you. And I, for me, I don't think it's too hard, but I...
I know. Mm-hmm. Because what you have to confront in your life is if you say yes to one, you're saying no to the other one forever.
I know, because my gut says ice cream,
mm-hmm.
not frozen yogurt. Mm-hmm. But that I, that's
but then you but got that sad leaves me without you're like, Froyo. I never get to have Froyo again.
Yeah. Anyway, 651-641-1071, because, you know, the beauty of Froyo is the delightful buffet of toppings.
That's the thing. You don't get that. I'm not saying you can't top your ice cream. You can. You can do whatever you want.
I don't care. I do all the time.
Sure.
At home, because I don't have a Froyo machine.
But when you go to the Froyo place, you literally can put anything you dream about atop.
But
your yogurt.
The reason I don't think I could pick Froyo is because what if you don't have a Froyo place and you can only do it when the Froyo place is open?
Oh, okay. See, now you bring up a very interesting quandary. 651-641-1071. Because my first thought was you can, but it's not Froyo.
It's not the same.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
And because my first
Froyo, not so much.
Right. So my first gut feeling was Froyo because of the topping experience. Because, I mean, I just love to just load that stuff up with all that junk. I do. It then becomes a delivery vehicle for the cookie crumbles and the, you know.
But good ice cream has all that stuff up in it, and then you can slap some stuff on top it. Like, I do appreciate a sundae. I know most people love, like, blizzards and what do you call them things? Concrete mixers.
Yeah.
Oh, from the Culvers?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oof, this is rough. 651-641-1071.
Also, I don't know, but I'm really a fan of, like, that tangy Froyo stuff.
Or the pink berry?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's the other thing. Well, there are, yeah, I don't know. Holly, what are your thoughts? Where are you landing on the Froyo or ice cream debate?
Landing firmly on the Froyo. Because as much as I love ice cream, I could live without it. Froyo gives the creamy, cold sensation that is desired to, scratch that itch.
It'll get you to the next level.
Yeah, it'll get you to the next level. I'm also looking at Menchie's current flavor offerings.
Okay.
And now I am sad that I have not had Froyo in a really long time.
Yeah.
You know what's so funny about you brought this up, I just thought, okay, I need to bring the kids for Froyo this weekend because they love Froyo from Menchie's.
But I will tell you, in the during the last year when everything was closed, ice cream saved our life. And I'm saying that, metaphorically speaking, of course, but
isn't that an Elton John song?
Ice cream saved my life. Well, he wasn't wrong, because there was a period where we were getting ice cream weekly, like pints, several pints to put in the freezer.
I mean,
Oh,
I just was going to say, because you did say you can't get Froyo at home.
Yeah.
And you can buy Froyo, and it will do the trick. It'll give you, like, the ice cream. It'll give you a whiff of ice cream.
Yeah.
So I'm going to stick with Froyo.
All right.
Okay, you were going to say something else.
I just don't like Froyo as compared to ice. Like, I would rather have soft served ice cream than frozen yogurt. Because, again, I don't like that tangy taste. It's not my favorite. I like
the creamy goodness of ice cream.
Like Dairy Queen, I would much rather have Dairy Queen soft serve than Froyo.
651-641-1071. Who do we have on the line, Holly?
Charles is here.
Hi, Charles.
Hi, Charles.
Charles, you have to choose one for the rest of your life. You don't get to go back. Ice cream or Froyo?
It'll be Froyo. It'll be ice cream.
It would be ice cream?
Why
ice cream? All day long.
Yeah. Why for you ice cream?
Because butter pecan.
Oof, yeah.
Pour some caramel syrup over top of that.
Mm-hmm.
Yum. Delicioso.
Yes, Culver's. Culver's has a really good cashew sundae with cashews and caramel.
That's
real
good. Oh,
you
Charles.
Guys, I'm sorry I haven't been listening too much because I work the overnight shift now.
Mm.
But, hey, I try to leave work early so I can listen to you guys.
Thank you, Charles.
We love you,
Charles.
We're happy to have you back.
You guys have a good day.
You too. You know, when Charles just said that about, the sundaes and putting all the stuff together and all the butter pecan and all the yum, I thought about what's my favorite thing that I like to do with ice cream.
Yeah, you like to put ice cream with some peanut butter in the microwave.
And you can't do that with Froyo.
Oh, I'm sorry. The problem with Froyo is it's going to go bad. Not bad. It just gets watery.
It gets watery.
Watery. But, again, to each his her own, I'm going to be over here with my ice cream because I can sit with my pints of Ben and Jerry's. I also do like the heft, the chew.
The mouthfeel.
The mouthfeel. The buttery, butterfatty mouthfeel.
You like buttery, not watery.
Yeah.
Who else do we have on the line, Holly?
We have Missy.
Hi, Missy.
Hi, Missy.
Missy, you only get to choose one. Are you going Froyo or ice cream?
I'm an original. I'm going ice cream. I'm a girl of the Northeast Metro who grew up in White Bear with cup and cone.
Mm. Oh, what's a cup and cone?
Oh, cup and cone. Or going to visit Grandma and having Nelson's Browns ice cream in Stillwater.
I've never had that.
Oh,
wait, is Nelson's Brown, is that the one where you get the gigantic scoop?
Yes,
I've been there.
It says it's a double scoop, but really you're getting almost four.
Like, it's that big. It's huge.
Yes. And I always get the maple nut and toasted almond fudge. It is, I'm a fat kid at heart. And I need ice cream.
I feel you, honey.
It's a food group. I'm here for it. Thank you, Missy, for your call.
It is a food group.
I don't know that I...
I just like vanilla frozen yogurt.
Look, you can like...
With some rainbow sprinkles.
Yeah.
I think I'm changing.
You're going to come back to team ice cream?
I think I am.
Okay, bye.
Because you can get soft serve ice cream and then you can top it with all the things you ever wanted in your entire life.
Just the machine and then my mouth under it. Ah!
You can't, how do you say this? You can get the ice cream to mimic the Froyo, but you can't get the Froyo to mimic the ice cream.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, so I'm going ice cream.
All right.
I feel really much better now.
I'm glad we were able to help you work through this.
This fake scenario.
No, but it's
I'm really stressed out about that.
I mean, you never know. They could show up one day and say no more for you.
That's true. When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show, this has been a very Kardashian heavy show.
It has.
Well, we got more Kardashian news coming at you. Kim Kardashian is single and she's ready to mingle after this on My Talk 107.1. Life was a willow and it bent right to y'all. Kim Kardashian is single and ready to mingle on the Colleen and Bradley show. My Talk 107.1 streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything Entertainment, Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Hi.
And who's she trying to get busy with? Oh, by the way, can I quickly give you an update? Because we got a tweet. Mm. We were wondering where the name Poosh came from.
Poosh, yeah.
And Lisa Marie said Poosh is the nickname for her daughter, Penelope.
Yeah, I knew that it was some family connection.
Okay.
So be real careful.
But I do have a significant issue with the fact that she's asking about rough sex on the website that's named for her daughter. No, thank you. All right, next.
These people. Okay, so you guys, I got an exclusive from our friends over at Page Six.
What did they say?
And that's six, not sex. Exclusive. Kim Kardashian's being courted by royals, billionaires, and A-listers. Hey, guys. A source is telling us.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone?
Kris Jenner.
That KKW Beauty's CEO is being courted by the cream of the crop potential Sooners. People are reaching out through mutual friends and people that she's worked with to set her up with everyone from royal family members to A-list actors to athletes to billionaire CEOs. People are trying to reach out via DM. I mean, this is the dumbest story ever, but it is totally from Kris Jenner. Because obviously they want you to believe that she is like the most eligible bachelorette in the world. And also, it's a bunch of bohunkus, I think my aunt would call it.
It is bohunkus. Yeah. And to your point, this is straight from the mouth of Kris Jenner, who wants us all to believe that Kim Kardashian is the hottest ticket on the market.
But don't worry, you guys. She's not looking to jump into anything. Of but course. She's keeping an open mind, taking a list.
Sure.
A source previously told Page Six that Kanye wants to date an artist. You'll remember.
Mm-hmm.
So it seems like it was only a matter of time before Kris was like, well, hot damn, we need to let the world know that the you Kim are is just on the getting market. Offers left and right from people. Like, I bet that Prince Philip, I meant that other one.
Oh, Prince Philip's courting Kim Kardashian. Now that's a twist that I wasn't expecting.
I think you were thinking Prince Andrew. Is that who you were thinking would be?
Well, that wouldn't be much better. Now,
that's nasty.
Yeah. I kind of feel like she, I'm not going to say it.
No,
I'm
not gonna let's not say that.
I'm not going to say it. But princes, like which royal family members? Like the royal family of, I'm not going to say anything. I'm literally running through a minefield. What's going on?
Well, I just got a text and I don't know if this is true.
Okay.
But
you need to check on something.
Well, it sounds as though there may be a verdict.
Oh.
So I think we need to kind of keep an eye on that.
Sure, yeah, let's do that.
Because this is one thing we will be bringing you live the verdict as it is as it is read once we have that feed. So I just want to let people know we're keeping an eye on that.
Okay, good.
Yes.
Back to Kim Kardashian being a complete liar. Actually, her mother's lying on her behalf because, of course, what royal exactly? Would be reaching out to Kim Kardashian.
Do the math on that. Do the math. I mean, there are other royals, right? Like, there are royals other than the British monarchy.
Yeah.
That we, like, know and love. But to your point, Bradley.
I mean, I don't know of any British royal that's eligible at this point in terms of someone who would meet her criteria or age group, right? I mean, you know, William and Kate's kids are not old enough yet.
Also, don't make it sound like, you know, she just is getting divorced and that the line is forming to the left, right? Because that's not actually happening like that, right?
Well, no, that's what they want you to believe. But I will say I did then have the conversation, like, in my head, that is, because no one else was around.
That's where the majority of my conversations
happen. Right? In my head, I know. Get out! No, but I know what you mean. Yeah. Seriously, though, what kind of a relation? I just got to say, if I were Kim Kardashian, and this tells you more about me than it tells you about her.
Well, I can't wait to hear that thought experiment.
I mean,
if Bradley,
I would take her place for 5 minutes without the kids. But she's got people. So yeah, I kind of feel
she's got a little bit easier than the average.
Have to deal with the kids. If I were her.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
I would think to myself, I don't think I'm really going to get anywhere near a man for a while.
Oh, yeah. Because let's do the math on this, right? Like, this was her third marriage. Mm-hmm. And her marriage to, I mean, they were dating for a while before they got married.
Yeah.
But to Kanye West. And then the marriage before that was the one with Chris Humphries. Mm-hmm. And that was...
I mean, that was
a disaster with a capital Kim Kardashian.
But it tells us a story about her, right? She's obviously she is not me, and I would not be her because I feel like she kind of, and this is no shame. Like, I know plenty of people that have been married repeatedly, and that's just a thing for them. Like, that they like to go from one to the next because they like to be married and they like to be in a relationship, and that's totally fine. Consenting adults, whatever. It just seems really, I feel like everybody would be coming at you with, you know, and I'm sure she already deals with this, people coming at you with ulterior motives.
Right. Well, and that's the other thing is the ulterior motives. It sounds more to me like, people who feel like they have stand to gain something from visibility being alongside Kim Kardashian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just saw something and I don't know if it's correct, so I'm not going to say it, but okay. We have reason to pay attention to the news that you referenced earlier.
Okay. All right. We are paying attention for those of you who are wondering, we will carry the verdict when it comes in live here on MyTalk 107.1, so that you can hear the information as it is being delivered. And then we will also be in close contact with our friends at 5 Eyewitness News who will help kind of guide us through what comes of that verdict. But we are paying attention to that as we speak. And I know Holly looks like she's
keeping an eye on the TV.
On the case.
Yep. On the case.
We're on the case here. So don't worry about that. So that will come when the time is. But in the meantime, in between time, we will stick with the frivolous conversation around Kim Kardashian and her multiple suitors.
Oh, you guys.
Also, I do kind of love that it's like, oh, well, you know, like Kanye's going to be dating an artist. Well, Kim's going to date everybody else.
Yeah, Kim is going to be dating the queen, the pope. And the president.
I mean, that's basically what it sounds like.
And the
were politicians on the list?
Funnily enough, it did not say anything about politicians.
Now, a source, Kris Jenner, had said earlier in a previous article that Kim herself was the one who was refocusing her life in the world of politics. So why would she be needing to date a politician?
Oh, she doesn't need to, because she's the politician.
She is the politician.
Thank you so very much.
Of course, she's going to be president.
When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley Show, yes, indeed, friends, it is that time. It is time for us to talk to you about the crazy, stupid idiots of the world after this on the Colleen and Bradley Show on MyTalk 107.1. Oh, I think some of these people had a bad day. Dumb people doing dumb things. We love to tell you about them on the Colleen and Bradley Show, MyTalk 107.1, streaming live at MyTalk107.1.com. Everything Entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
What's up, kids?
And these are your crazy, stupid idiots.
Well, then, I guess one could say that's a crazy, stupid idiot. Yeah! Colleen and Bradley present CSI. It stands for Crazy Stupid Idiots.
It sure does. Why? Well, because the world, that's all of us, are full of crazy stupid idiots. Dumb people doing dumb things repeatedly over and over again. Oftentimes in the state of
Florida.
Florida. Like Davidsonville, Maryland.
Davidsonville, Maryland.
Davidsonville. That's a lot of syllables. Yeah. Davidsonville, Maryland.
What happened in Maryland?
Well, I want to take you to a cemetery.
Ooh, where Bradley likes to eat his lunch.
I do. Oh, my God. I cannot wait to go for a drive through the cemetery.
You could have been eating in cemeteries all year long.
You know, you are right.
It's like natural social distance.
That's true. I actually think I did that last spring.
Y'all, true story, Bradley likes to take his lunch in a cemetery.
I mean, you don't have people talking back to
you.
The
weird thing is you sit in your car and eat. That's not why we came here, but you know, go.
Well, because I don't want to eat on, like, you know, like, it's not like there's a bench, a lot of benches.
There's and so many benches.
I know, but those are for people who might be there to pay respects.
You can sit I'm just enjoying your the sandwich scenery. And pay your respects.
Okay.
Back anyway,
to the story
to
at hand. I want to take
Maryland.
You to All Hallows Episcopal Church Cemetery. Ooh.
I wonder if that's how they answer the phone.
And I want to tell you about a lady.
Okay. Is she alive or dead?
Well, you decide. Actually, no, she's alive. Her name is... she's not actually... She doesn't have a name. I was going to say the name of a woman who's related to the story, but we'll get there. So okay. Here's the thing. A lady goes to the cemetery, and actually, I can totally relate to this lady, because she's doing something, or she did two things. One is cool, one is not cool. Mm. We'll get to the not cool, which is why it's a crazy stupidity, but let's start with the cool part, because I can share that with you. She went to All Hallows Episcopal Cemetery.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I get emotional.
Mm-hmm. I know. We grieve.
Because... she was trying to help family history researchers.
Oh, I love this. Like findagrave.com?
Exactly.
Where she was taking pictures of people's graves?
Exactly, but kind of. There's another website called Billion Graves. And Billion Graves is kind of like Find a Grave, where if you're looking for gravesite information, you just go beep, boop, bop, boop, beep, clickety-clack. Somebody near the cemetery will show up and take a picture for you or find the specific information about a particular grave.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll enter it in the system, beep, boop, boop, beep. And then you don't have to leave the comfort of your own home. Yeah. I've utilized this resource. I've done this for people. It's fun and totally nerdy. I get it. Well, this woman did this. Cool. Great. Thanks for adding.
That's a lovely gesture.
Yeah. Unfortunately, she did something else, and that's what earned her crazy, stupid idiot status. Would you like to guess what she did in the cemetery?
She went potty.
No. I love how your brain always goes to bathroom breaks.
It's the easy, it's the low-hanging fruit, as it were. You know, it's just the first place I go.
Well, she thought she was doing something good. Do you remember a painting of Jesus?
I mean, I've seen a few.
That somebody thought needed a little cleaning.
Ooh, yeah.
And in the process of cleaning Jesus...
They redid the whole painting.
They took the face off of the Jesus, and then they had to, like, Sharpie it back, and it didn't look the same. It
didn't look good.
Well, this lady did the very same thing, except she used some kind of... She must have used, like, Brillo pads or something, but she was like, I can't read these tombstones.
Oh, no.
I'm going to clean them up. And she ended up damaging the tombstones to the tune of $10,000 worth of damage across 200 tombstones or graves.
No way.
Graves markers, whatever you call them.
Oh, no.
Not the frozen pizza. But she actually did herself a solid and came forward and acknowledged that she was the one who did it.
Oh, no.
And said, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to. I thought I wasn't doing anything wrong.
Oh, no.
But
does she have to pay for all that?
No.
Okay.
But
who's gonna pay for all that?
I know the dead people probably not. No, the church, the cemetery will probably have to pay for it. But it's a valuable lesson, and it's an opportunity to remind people that if you do go looking for grave sites or you do see things and you want to record them, great, do it with your phone. But you should not attempt to clean things without asking permission.
Also, many. I should say, cemeteries will supply that for you.
Yeah.
The actual proper things that they use to clean the grave markers right there at the cemetery. You can just say, hey, we got a dirty stone. Yep. And they'll be like, here's the brush. Here's the squirt bottle. Enjoy.
Yeah. And I, you know, there are people who are like, well, you can do that. Like, you know how you used to do that, like, well, maybe you've never
like
done
a
this.
Rubbing.
You do a rubbing,
mm-hmm.
which, you know, sure, you could probably do that, but I wouldn't do that for two reasons. One, I wouldn't want to knock something over.
Mm-hmm.
Second of all, photographs, man. You can play around with photographs such that you can get negatives mm-hmm. so that you can see things without having to actually see them when you're looking at
them.
My point is, don't touch things that aren't yours.
Yes.
That applies to many things.
We taught that in preschool.
Yes. About gravestones?
About all things.
Oh, okay.
Don't touch things that don't belong to you.
True. Where are we going now?
Buffalo, New York.
Shuffle off to Buffalo.
We are going to shuffle off to Buffalo. And that's where we're going to meet a couple by the name of Ed and Cheryl Patton. They live in the greater Buffalo, New York area. And they were having a problem in their front yard.
Oh.
They were finding litter on their lawn, specifically empty coffee cups all over their lawn for years, almost three of them. They would find coffee cups littered on their front lawn.
Okay.
And they were like, who's doing this?
Yeah, what's that all about?
So you know what they did?
No.
They got a security camera. Now, you know those security cameras. Some of them are real good, but sometimes you can't get a good picture. You get grainy pictures, and then you think there's a dinosaur running through your front yard,
We saw that yesterday. Ooh.
Exactly. But then they enlisted the help of the neighbor who saw a minivan pull up and litter the front lawn with these coffee cups. And they were like, I got it. I'm going to get the license plate number.
Did you just put that in your mouth?
I mean, you know how people lick things and then... I'm the only one. This is mine.
Okay. No, I mean, that. I don't... No judgment.
Anyway, they took down the license plate number, and then they turned it in, and guess what? It was the license of 76-year-old Larry Pope.
Now, is Larry like a jilted ex or something?
Close.
Oh.
Larry Pope used to work with Cheryl Patton, and they used to fight over union issues.
Oh, God.
And
so Larry's just like, I'm going to show her.
He held a grudge for three solid years. He drove by her house and threw empty coffee cups on her yard from his van. She, of course, because she's a normal human being, could not believe some idiot could be so petty.
Oh, my God. I would almost start laughing.
Well,
if it wasn't having to clean up that stuff for 3 years.
I think she is laughing because 76-year-old Larry Pope is facing harassment and littering charges.
Yeah, and how pathetic does that feel at the age of 70-whatever?
Right? No.
Like getting hauled before a judge. Why?
Because you held a grudge about arguments about union issues with some lady you don't even work with anymore and for 3 years. I mean, really?
That's a grudge, man.
You know what? I'm praying for him.
Thanks, Chloe.
I'll be thinking of, I'm sending all my positive
really
thoughts
just
his
says
way.
That, you know, he's probably very insecure because only insecure people throw coffee cups on other people's front lawns.
Isn't that terrible?
It's actually true, but that's just, it's sad.
Mm-hmm.
It's really sad. And
I agree.
Do better.
Do better.
Do better.
You got another one?
I do. Do you want to go to New Jersey?
I guess. It's real close.
Well, I want to take you to a yard sale in North Cape May.
Oh, I love a good yard sale.
I know, I do too. I've been watching a lot of Antiques Roadshow lately, and it makes me want to like get out there and spend money on things I don't need.
Boy, I bet Jamie's so proud.
Yeah, he is hopefully not listening. On Saturday, Lower Township Police, mm-hmm. as opposed to Upper Township Police, received a report of something awkward at a yard sale.
Mm.
And responding officers had to determine what was really going on. What awkward thing was discovered at a yard sale that would require people to call the police?
Oh, bones.
Bones? You mean like from a body?
Human bones.
No.
Oh, okay.
Not bones.
I was liking the story I was writing in my head.
No, I like this, but it could lead to bones. How about that?
Okay. A severed arm.
No, I mean, like, what would cause bones to go flying out of your body?
I guess I don't actually know.
If you explode it, right? Well, what can explode that you wouldn't want to sell at a yard sale? Close, close, very close. You're getting very warm. Hmm. You're almost exploding. Like something you carry in your hand.
A grenade.
Yes!
A hand grenade.
Ding, ding, ding. Apparently, somebody sold or was trying to sell a live grenade.
What?
At a yard sale in North Cape May over the weekend.
Thank you.
Yeah. So the police were called and they received a report of a hand grenade located at a yard sale. Everybody was evacuated, apparently. The bomb squad unit removed the grenade safely and transported it to a secure location.
Can we just talk? That thing was in that person's house before they put it in the yard sale.
Yes, and then they're just like, hey, anybody want this? Can you imagine?
And it's been there all along.
Well, because
And now they're evacuating. I'd be like, what? Nope.
Like, can you imagine, like, if you were just like, because if I'll be clear, if I were at a yard sale and I saw a hand grenade, I'd be like, oh, this is cool. Thinking, well, if it's at a yard sale, it's not, or if it is real, it's not live.
Right. Again.
You're like, oh, I wonder what happens if you pull the pin out.
We are the people who set off a stink bomb thinking it was just a fart bag.
Yeah, so it's a good thing nobody lost a limb is what I'm saying.
Exactly. It's a good thing we weren't at that yard sale, I think is what you're saying. Holy buckets.
Would you even know to be like, I'm going to call 911 because I saw a hand grenade? No, I would be let me look at this.
I don't know. Now I probably would.
Well, now, no. I ain't getting anywhere near no hand grenade.
So what happened?
They, like I said,
they evacuated everybody.
Evacuated the dance floor, removed it to safety. That's a song.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, I know.
Evacuate the dance floor. No, okay. And then they took it to a safe area. I don't know what that means. I'm Bradley Traynor.
And I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game. And you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel. They probably blew it up.
What did they do to the person who was trying to sell that? And how much was that thing marked for?
That's the best question, but I don't have an answer to either of those questions.
Mm. Well, those feel really important to me.
She's probably like, I don't know, what do you think it's worth?
What are you going to give me for the live grenade?
I don't know, pull it and we'll see.
Okay. Where do you even get,
lots of questions. Well, you know, there are still live ordinances? No, because ordinance is like a law, but an ordinance is a thing, right? I'm saying there are still blowy up things in the ground all over the world because of wars from like 100 years ago.
For sure.
You got to be real careful. In fact, I was watching this one.
Oh, dear. We don't have time, guys. No, we don't have time. When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show, we're going to play a game. That game is called The Throwback.
Live!
We'll do that after this on My Talk 107.1.